This is part two of P is for Production. It's a continuation of the brilliant work of Jack McCoy. What goes into good production? Well, a great deal of time, for one thing. Each has his own method of acquiring certain desired effects, and each must search out his own system of obtaining the end result. As we get into Jack's mind, there are several things PD would like you to observe. First, the copy is certainly not run-of-the-mill hack material. Note the economy of words, the first rule in good journalism. The copy is trimmed of fat, and what remains is high-protein stuff, thought-provoking, designed to transmit you into a fourth dimension, escaping for just a moment into another world. Secondly, the audio materials to be used are chosen to complement and underscore the copy, achieving through the mix varying degrees of psychological response, turned on by his masterful use of emotional triggers. An excellent example of beautiful execution of this combination would be Jack's piece dealing with the Arabian Stallion in the last issue of PD. We think you'll be equally pleased with the creativity in part two of this feature, and it's spelled with a capital P.
The Caribbean. She covers a lot of time. Her history's all written out for you if you've got the soul to go down to her floor and read it. It must have been quite a night back in 1643 when 16 Spanish galleons went down in 35 feet of water here filled with 30 million in silver, gold, and jewels. Men were different in those days. You pluck a piece of jewelry out of the sand that a man may have put 10 years of his life into making. He knew it'd turn out because his father spent 20 years teaching him how, just the same way he taught his own son. Men cared about quality back then.
Almost an entire tanker car of gasoline. This prize package is an expedition in search of the abominable snowman.
In the mountains of Tibet. You gotta have the guts to go along with this adventure. A slight sheet on the road, a mist of water left behind as you put a brand new 1973 Datsun 240Z through its paces.
A St. Bernard, a live Jaguar, and an Asian elephant. California laws require certain arrangements with the San Diego Zoo regarding the elephant.
A $100 bill, Cynthia!
JCQ, with the simplest way to win. $100 bills.
Thousands of dollar bills.
Thousands of dollars in cash. The simplest way to win.
JCQ.
A brand new 1973 Pontiac Firebird Esprit. A set of beautiful, brand new chariots. For your front yard or castle. From a cathedral of a great Roman church. One experiences a sense of awe at the giant sweeping stained glass windows. Prize package 141 is a horror tour of old London. You'll be escorted by the Druid Order to visit Glastonbury. Stonehenge.
The last contest, phase three, has awarded thousands of dollars in cash and thousands of dollars in prizes in the last few days alone. Woman, able to run like a sleek panther. KCBQ presents a five-year membership in the Roman Spa, a 12-piece orchestra, and then the Q presents to you a railroad. On the lookout for sunken treasure, KCBQ presents to you Under the South Pacific.
The numbers are 3, 9, and 6. You have just ripped me off for a $1,000 bill. What do you think about that?
Oh, that's me.
$1,000.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Get the feel of the rush going down the slopes. A skiing trip to Switzerland.
Land of Kathmandu. Strange, exotic animals from another time. No pack horse on this one. KCBQ will put you actually in the time of Hannibal.
Included in this prize package is an Asian elephant.
With the winner an hour, simply call in to win. Simply call in to win. Call in to win.
You have ripped me off for $100 from the queue.
That is so fine.
Are you buying
all the time?
Are you buying lunch?
No, we're on a diet.
It's very simple. If you're a person, you qualify. If you're not a person, you're automatically disqualified. It's your second day out in search of Brazilian gems. You've spent the morning in a Jeep grinding its way up two well-defined ruts in the heart of Brazil. A 4,000-foot drop on one side, solid granite on the other. In this part of the world, they call it a road, and there's only one man who can drive it, the foreman of the mine. He drives it once a week. He's lived to tell about it, so you trust him. But don't look down. It's either that or walk. But try it, and the insects attach themselves and eat you alive.
If you could win anything in the world from Q, what would you like to win?
What do you call this where you don't work anymore and draw a paycheck every payday anyway and spend all your time fishing?
That's called retirement.
Retirement.
The last contest is not dead. It continues with thousands of dollars in cash.
So you won a $50 bill and you won your friend a $100 bill.
Oh, my God.
What are you going to do with a $50 bill, man?
Oh, God, I don't know. Man, you have just ripped me off for an official Q Super shirt and a $100 bill.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's too late to warn you!
Because right this minute, we may be standing at your front door with a $1,000 bill.
TCBQ. The numbers on the card are 4, 7, and 9, Joanne. Joanne, you have won the last contest.
KCBQ with $1,000 bills.
Thousands of dollars.
$1,000 bills.
Thousands of dollars in cash.
$1,000 bills.
Thousands of dollars in cash.
Simply guess who listens to. KCBQ. Coming soon with something new. Picture this in your mind if you even can. A $1 million treasure. $1 million in jewels and a vast treasure at one time in one place.
KCBQ with $50 bills, $100 bills, $1,000 bills.
You just ripped me off for a $1,000 bill.
The last contest.
She won.
I don't want to know. I'm going to fall. A couple of passes or something?
Mrs. Glenn won a $50 bill.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
God, I'm so happy that's gone.
You know what that means? That you're going to win?
Oh, I don't.
A $100 bill.
Oh, you're just teasing.
No, I'm not putting you on.
It's just a joke.
No, no. Mrs. Williams, you have just won a $100 bill.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I'm just crying. I'm so excited. I don't know what to say. I just don't believe this happened to me.
Simply answer one simple question.
Chris, what radio station do you listen to?
KCBQ.
The open Pacific Ocean. One day she can be angry, toss you around like a cork. Then the next day she can calm down and be your best friend. KCBQ has given the last contest, phase 3. Once again, with prize packages.
A 16-foot Hobie Cat for sightseeing wherever you want to go out in the ocean, man. How about that?
Fantastic, man.
The last contest. Phase 3.
KCBQ.
The Last Contest. Copyright 1972, all rights reserved.